Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Mama, don't you worry about it none, though. Everything's going to be all right, Mama. They're teaching us a lot of new things in here, Mama. Things like, there ain't no good in an evil-hearted woman. And I ain't cut out to be no Jesse Jane. And you don't go writing hot checks down in Mississippi. And there ain't no good chain gang.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show, Little Johnny Cash Trio. That's one that's not played a lot, huh? There ain't no good chain gang. welcome back, and a big thank you to Dr. Carson for coming on, because I think he's such a great voice out there for so many people. Being a black neuroscientist, neurosurgeon. Sorry, wanted to make sure and get that right. Neurosurgeon and worked inside the government. When he comes back next month, I really want to ask him about what it was like. How would he classify working in the government? What was that like? Whew, I can't even imagine. I'm grateful that he is who he is in reaching the people that he is, and that he and his wife, Candy, who we didn't mention in the interview, but really, truly, what a huge part of this she is in designing the books, the children's books, and all the article books like Gifted Hands and the Ben Carson story, actually made into a movie, and his whole biography. But the children's books and Patriot program that he's doing is really important. He understands the problems in government schools, and they truly are government schools now. It's not public education. I wish they quit calling it that. It's government schools. And he really does identify the issues and the problems. And I love that he is close to God and doesn't shy away from saying it. Whenever he's interviewed, he talks about that. Have you noticed that? My hat tip to him on that. Of course, you can call up questions, whatever. We're good, right? Milty will join me on Thursday. And I talked a lot in the first hour about Gorsuch not wearing the mask and Sotomayor having a total fit for it, that little roly-poly, squeaky little thing, having a fit over it. See if she wears a mask and he has to wear a mask or hers doesn't work. That makes sense. It's like I told you in the first hour. I took aspirin today, so none of you get a headache. That's about how much sense that takes. And lo and behold, they think she has the intelligence to be on the Supreme Court. Amazing. You're welcome to call up about that. I talked about the war on people coming straight from the three-letter agencies. The CIA, the FBI, the DOD, and the DOJ, instead of going after crime right under their noses all throughout government and everywhere else, what are they doing? Going after you and me, Joe Blow citizen. They actually have to act like a caring American to fit in to the meetings going on across the country right now to try to establish how to get our protection of our rights back. If you're in a three-letter agency and you're on the take, you actually have to pretend to be a loving and caring American to be part of a group that talks about loving this country. But what are they doing? They're demonizing it. That's a problem. They're demonizing you and me. We're on the red hot list. Yep, they said that their whole focus isn't on all the crime going on in Washington. Oh, no. No, no, no. Department of Justice is all about taking me and you down. That's their goal now. I rolled tape from that, so you might want to check that out. I'll take a call, sure. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Earlier on today, you had somebody there that was wanting petition signed.
That was in a local hour.
In Utah.
That was in a local hour, yeah. We're on the national show now.
Yeah, and I am here local, but... have you ever reached out to Tom Fenton with Judicial Watch?
I have. I've actually had him on the show. In fact, you know what I'll do, caller? I'll have him back. I thank you for that reminder. I've actually been reminded of quite a few guests that I'd like to have back on the show, and he's one of them. So Judicial Watch, we had him on the show, and I thank you, caller. Really appreciate that. Yes, I'll put it in my notes today. to get a hold of them to come back. Actually, they came to the show a few times. So, and it was fun having Ben Carson back, and we just had so many fun and interesting people come to the show, and I'm always grateful for that, truly. 350 guests a year. I also want to mention, if you are in my state and you want to see Dr. Ben Carson in person speak about these things, he's actually coming to a Lincoln Day dinner here. You can actually email or go to the website. Sorry, go to the website, WCRPUtah.com. WCRPUtah.com. You know, I talked a little bit about the JFK thing. I talked a little bit about bacon and eggs. Eddie Bernays, the bacon industry going to him to want him to get Americans to eat a really greasy meat-filled breakfast, right? And I love bacon just like you do, but it was interesting to see how that was all for profit. They really, really wanted to up the sales, and so they knew if they could make it part of the American breakfast, they would. And what's interesting about that is the fact that they went to physicians. It's the reason I played it today. They went to physicians to ask for help. And if you didn't get to hear that, it's only a minute and a half. Let me play that for you, because it's very intriguing how many times they've gone to physicians that are on the take that will sign off on something as healthy and use their career to do it, just like they're doing now in universal care system that we have now. But here's Eddie Bernays in explaining exactly what happened. Beechnut came to him. They wanted the rise in sales for bacon. So they turned to him. He's the marketing guru. He marketed World War II. He marketed smoking. He marketed window shopping and going into debt. He marketed buying new cars all the time. Guy was a real champ. Here he is talking about how they put one over on you and me, the American public. Here you go.
Many years ago, our client was the Beechnut Packing Company. We made a research and found out that the American public ate very light breakfasts of coffee, maybe a roll, and orange juice. We went to our physician. We asked the physician, after telling him why we were talking to him, would he be willing, at no cost, to write to 5,000 physicians. We carried out a letter to 5,000 physicians. Obviously, all of them concurred that a heavy breakfast was better for the health of the American people than a light breakfast. That was publicized in the newspapers. Newspapers throughout the country had headlines saying 4,500 physicians urge heavy breakfast in order to improve health of American people. Many of them stated that bacon and eggs should be embodied with the breakfast, and as a result, the sale of bacon went up. And I still have a letter from Bartlett Arkell, president of Beechnut Packing Company, telling me so.
Well, yeah, because that was the goal. You go to physicians and have them sign off on this as healthy. And then we tell the American people that their physician that they love said it's healthy. And then we rake in the profit. And Eddie Bernays, clear winner on that one, made a fortune. All you got to do is find some doctors willing. Sad, right? But it happened in our history. Why do you think we, in every restaurant in America and in most households across America, you think of the breakfast food as bacon and eggs? Didn't always used to be like that. They sold it to us as healthy. I'm pretty sure they could come up with healthy, and I'm pretty sure that's not the healthiest breakfast you can eat. It's good. I like it, but it's not healthy. But it did become our mainstay. And it did so based on the trust of physicians. You know, I look at somebody like Dr. Ben Carson, trusted physician. I look at the frontline doctors, trusted physicians. I look at, you know, I'm going to have Brian Artis back on the show, and trusted physician. He knows what he's talking about. Then I look at all these other physicians, and I cry for them because I think, wow, you are really abusing your role in society. And there's so many on the take that'll do it for a buck. They'll sell you out for a dollar. It's sad, isn't it? There's so much to say on this show that sometimes it's really hard to narrow it down. I tell you that a lot because there's so many topics at hand. You know, there's so much fraud and so much deceit going on within Washington itself. It's a horrible little place. It's a horrible little swamp. And people get in there, they get changed. You know, I talked about on the show a long time ago how the cartels, the drug cartels, used the cigarette companies to hide money and to get, in the name of buying cigarettes, they would hide a boatload of cash and drugs and get them through cities to countries to countries. And so many people in our government were in on cashing in on that. There were a lot of front companies, lots of front companies, private prison partnerships with government, huge front company for hidden cash. Housing department, hidden cash, right? Hide a lot of cash in there. It doesn't mean everybody that works there is on the take. It just means that the people high up know what they're doing and they're able to hide a lot of things. And there's so much to go after for the three-letter agencies, it would keep them busy for a century. But instead of doing that, they're always trying to cover their own tracks. So everything is about deep, dark secrets in America not hitting the public. And a lot of death and a lot of murder and a lot of deceit has gone on, especially since the 1940s. You could go back to the early 1900s, but I'm going to say in 1940s it went on overdrive with the creation of the UN, the creation of the CIA. I actually heard a tape the other day that was saying that the UN is so wonderful, I'm not, no lie, that they when they were instigated to prevent World War III from ever happening, all of the war that we've been in continuously since their existence, which would actually make somebody want to think about, is the UN part of that? Wink, wink. We've had nothing but continuous wars, right? Continuous battles, continuous military, right? Military budgets. And they actually were praising the UN for helping us stay in small wars all along the way instead of going into World War III. But I need to remind people that ever since the UN and the CIA came onto the scene, we've been embroiled in nothing but wars and battles and wars that weren't declared wars and actions and murder and death and everything else that I think we never had to be in. That's the point. Never had to happen. But because of the three-letter agencies, they want to pass it off as they were helping us along the way. Well, the problem now is that your DOD and your little paid hands, you know, the little paid people that come to spy and get close to people in media and get close to people all around the country, these little hired hands from the DOD, Department of Defense, the DOJ, Department of Justice, the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, the ones on the take are doing a stellar job at incriminating Americans for being American. And here is my message to them. Why don't you try being an American for once instead of trying to incriminate those that are? Really and truly look at this country's history. Is anyone really a threat to you? Or are you just trying to make people a threat to remove the threat so the bad guys can win? Because that's really what you're doing. You're trying to remove the good people from this country, the ones that care, so you can let the bad guy win. At some point, you'll be answerable for this. You'll have to answer for your part in that. There's a soft, special place in hell, but, you know, you'll find that out. And we have to save this country. Listen to what Dr. Ben Carson said. Everything has been turned on its head, and hopefully people are finally figuring stuff out now. Let's hope. Let's hope the person that used to accuse the conspiracy theorist and point a finger at him finally goes, wow, they were right. You know what I mean? Wow, they were pretty insightful. Let's just hope, because all those things are coming true. Everything that's ever been said, pretty much coming true, except for a few things. few things called disinformation tactics. But other than that, everything has pretty much been coming true. So, you know, we have every responsibility in this country to remain great Americans. And if those three-letter agencies really want to demonize Americans, like they just said, they're put on the threat level now. It's their biggest focus now. It's to go after you and me, Joe Blow, that stands in a flag with a flag. That's their biggest enemy. It's pretty sad, but I'd rather be on the side of the Joe Blow standing there with a flag in my hand than on the side of the three-letter agency trying to demonize good Americans. Sure hope you got a lot out of today's show. Be back tomorrow. Melissa and Susan, you're not going to want to miss it. And be faithful, be fearless. See you tomorrow.